Welcome to Success Speaks with Rakesha Pittman, where success speaks for itself. I have been asked the following question, and it made me really take a look at the words that I was saying. What are you talking about? So let's dig into it. What are you talking about? As a speaker and as a communicator, we have to remember that clarity is king. It doesn't matter if we say a lot of words, if what we say is getting lost in translation. So here's a tip for you. Before you say one word, have a word, have a focus, have a subject. Know what you want to say and when you have said enough. You know, sometimes I think that we treat everyone we meet as a casual conversation, but really, for many of us, if you just say the right word at the right time, it will make all the difference for someone, especially when you have a microphone in your hand. So, prepare as best as you can with the information you have beforehand. So before you are set to speak, whether you're speaking on a panel or a workshop or you're a keynote, get as much information beforehand as you possibly can. Know, is this a first-time event? Is this an annual event? What are the age ranges of the people that you are speaking to? Where do they come from? What type of background do they share most in common? Are there any particular things about the area that you're speaking in that make a difference that you need to know something about? It helps you tremendously. You know, who you talk to determines what you should say. So when I go into the South, there are different traditions that I am aware of that I respect versus when I go to the East Coast or even when I go to a different nation or a different country. I try to know as much as I can about the people in advance, not to stereotype, but to relate, to find common ground, to find something that I can talk about that they can connect with. You know, if people feel like you've taken the time to get to know something about them, it helps them to connect with you on a greater level than you just going in there with your regional, personal, familiar way that you speak. All jokes don't work in the same room. So you need to know this before you go, okay? Also, you can say something true that isn't relevant to your audience. You know, I can say things in front of a group of children that they won't get it, like a group of teenagers or a group of adults. So just because you know it doesn't necessarily mean that it's the thing to say at that particular time. So all truth is not necessarily a truth that is to be shared for that moment. Because if you do, then people will look at you and say, "What are you talking about?" They can't relate to it. They can't understand it. And it is something that in their eyes may need translation, or they feel as though you're out of touch. So you don't want to get into a position where people are completely lost by what you're saying because you're saying things that are above their heads or they're disinterested in or are just completely irrelevant to who they are, what they need, and what they expected from you. Okay? Also, this is what I have found. Sometimes we're in a point in time where there's a lot of noise about a particular thing. Something goes viral, something's trending, everybody's talking about it, or literally if you're in a noisy room. And here's my advice for that. Don't try to shout above the noise. Speak to listening ears. I don't necessarily jump in on every trending conversation because it would polarize my audience. I have people who are of different backgrounds, different political backgrounds, different financial backgrounds. So I try to avoid things that will polarize my potential clients, audiences, people that I serve. I just stay out of it, especially if I don't feel like it is relevant to the platform that I stand on, you know? So think about it. Really think about everything that you do. It doesn't mean be nervous. It doesn't mean be gun shy. I'm saying think. If it's really not what you stand for, do you have to have an opinion on that subject? If I really feel passionate about something, I'm going to say it. If I'm going to make a risk, I'm going to make a risk that I understand the full implications of what I'm saying. And this is why I try not to offend people. This is why I try to say things that I believe are valuable and people come to me specifically to get. So I know that people come to me for encouragement, for affirmation, for confirmation. So if I say something a little wild, they may feel as though I let them down that day. So I really have to think about everything that I do. So instead of me trying to compete with the noise, with everybody saying the same thing, I look for listening ears, someone who wants to hear what I have to say, and I aim my conversation that way as a speaker. It all matters. It all matters. Also, don't waste your words. Don't waste your words. There are people who are talkative. I know that when I was growing up, people would say, "Whoo, you talk too much. You talk too much." And it actually made me a little self-conscious about what I was saying, because I didn't want people to feel like I was giving them more than what they needed. So I had to learn how to make my words a little more concise, maybe how to focus. Maybe my excitement needed to be turned down a few notches so that I didn't run away in my head. Sometimes my head moves faster than my mouth and I'm trying to catch up and I'll find that I'm repeating myself. So don't waste your words. Pick a topic and stick to it, especially if you're on stage, especially if you're speaking on the radio, or if you're speaking on live, or if you're speaking to people. Stick to your topic. Organic flow is great, especially if someone else is there. Then the conversation should be organic. It should flow in an organic way, but never forget what you're there to say. Sometimes you'll have to redirect the conversation to where you were so that people can follow you and they won't feel the need to tune out. People can be present in a room and still not listen to what you say because you've lost them. Somehow we've gotten off track, or what they expected to hear has been lost in translation. Also, I found a great tip that I use. Quote yourself. Quote yourself. I know that we quote others, but there may be certain things that you quote. So for instance, I'll say, "I am Rakesha Pittman and I am turning talents into treasure." Turning talents into treasure, I found that that's something that people can grasp onto, they're inspired by. Or I'll say, "Publishing comes by discipline, not by inspiration." That's a quote that I will quote myself. People will tend to take sound bites and tidbits and quotes of things that they like about you, and those are the things that they're going to highlight, which is why if you can generate your own highlight reel, it will definitely show the very best of what you do. And you won't have to worry about being misquoted if you say it correctly in the first place. So the more I rehearse the things that I believe and quotes that I know are original to me, the clearer I am when I open my mouth so that I am not misquoted. However, there always will be people who don't interpret what you say the right way, so it will happen. But knowing what you're going to say in advance will minimize that. Don't worry about not being the most popular speaker on the block. Your voice does not have to be familiar to make an impact. If what you're saying resonates, if what you're saying pierces people's souls, if what you're saying reaches people's hearts, if what you're saying shifts people's mindsets and it changes their thought processes and changes the way that they think, that impact will make your name memorable. So don't worry about your name being famous at this point. Make sure that you're saying things that are keys that unlock concepts, places, opportunities, thoughts, ideologies for people that they had not considered, and they will definitely remember you. It is better to say less and be memorable than to talk a lot and be forgettable. There are some people I could not wait until they were finished speaking because what they were saying was pretty much forgettable. I don't remember one thing that they said, or what they were saying was condescending, or it was egomania, or something that I felt like didn't bring value to me as a listener, okay? So it's better to use a few words that make a deep imprint than to talk a lot and people just want to be outside of your presence. There's nothing wrong with talking to yourself. If you are successful as a speaker, listen, talk to yourself, practice, record yourself. Every time I go live or I make a recording, I go back and I listen to myself, not to give myself kudos, but to make sure that I am saying things in a way that can be followed, that are clear, that I understand, that I'm not seeing a lot of fumbling, trying to find my way through. And so after I get feedback myself from it, I try to improve upon that the next time that I am speaking. Your comfort and security will help to put others at ease. So the more familiar I am with my material, what I'm saying, my facts, my figures, all of that, if I am comfortable, it will make other people relax. If I'm nervous, if I'm twitching, if I'm on stage, if I'm pulling my clothes, if I'm messing with my hair, if I can't find my voice, if I'm losing my words, that will resonate throughout the room. However, if I stand on a stage, if I'm in front of a camera and I'm relaxed and I'm calm and I am specific about what I want to say, it has the tendency to open people up and make them more receptive than making them feel sorry for me or they need to come to my rescue in some sort of way. So don't worry about perfection. We'll all stumble a word. We all have moments. We all have brain farts, whatever you want to call them. It's going to happen to the best of us, but just try your best to be secure, not only at what you say, but how you say it and where you say it and own it. Okay. All right. So this is a question that I have for you. You have the opportunity to talk back to me. Who is your favorite speaker and why? There are certain speakers that we gravitate to, that we want to hear, that as soon as we see them go live, we want to hear what they say. As soon as we know they're coming into town, we want to be there. Whenever they are somewhere, that's where we want to be. Tell me, who is your favorite speaker and why? This is Success Speaks with Rakesha Pittman, where success speaks for itself. Please join me at successspeaksglobal.com. That is our international global network connection for emerging and executive level speakers. We would love to hear from you. And also join me at Success Speaks East. Success Speaks East is for entrepreneurs, author, speaker, and trainers who want to level up in the year to come in all four areas. I would love to personally walk you through that process. So that is successspeaksglobal.com and successspeakseast.com. And you have joined me for our initial launch of the Success Speaks with Rakesha Pittman podcast. Remember to answer my question, who is your favorite speaker and why? Thank you so much for joining me, and I will see you at our next podcast. Success Speaks for itself.